Cyber experts warn that the United States and other countries holding elections this year have failed to set up guardrails to counter Russian disinformation campaigns using vastly improved artificial intelligence, or AI. Recent analysis from Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center said Russia remains the most committed and capable threat to the 2024 U.S. presidential election, with new forms of influence and interference efforts, including AI. Brett Schaefer, senior fellow and head of the Alliance for Securing Democracy's Information Manipulation Team, says lawmakers have known about Russian interference in U.S. elections for years.
OpenAI came out with a report yesterday. We always are playing catch-up in terms of our defenses. But in this case, we really shouldn't be, because for at least the past 6 to 8 years, we've been waiting for deepfakes to come. We've been waiting for AI to really have a more prominent role in propaganda campaigns. But unfortunately, the sort of AI revolution has coincided with trust and safety teams at the tech companies being slashed or eliminated.
Schaefer tells VOA that means the ability of social media sites to monitor their platforms to identify disinformation is difficult because those workers have largely disappeared over the last few years. At X, formerly Twitter, management rolled back trust and safety operations, he says.
In fairness, X has said that they will sort of aggressively pursue misuses of AI, but if you don't have the people there, it's going to be pretty hard to detect all of this nefarious activity happening on the platform.
So what can people do to tell the difference between real and fake posts? The short answer is, right now, not much. Imran Ahmed is head of the Center for Countering Digital Hate.
If the professionals in my research team often can't tell the difference between real and fake, I don't know how the average person, when scrolling through their social media feed, would be able to tell what's real or fake. The truth is that we need to have a industry-wide solution, whether that is watermarking these images, these audio, with a tracking pixel, with metadata, with other creative solutions that then, when it appears on a social media platform, they flag because they can see that metadata, they can see that tracking pixel, that it is actually inauthentic. That would be a solution, but you need industry-wide agreement on it.
And that won't happen, Ahmed tells VOA, because AI companies will not want to change the quality of what they produce. Can websites keep track of fake posts coming from Russia? Again, Brett Schaefer.
We should be teaching kids and adults about the sort of digital ecosystem, making them more media literate. But that is not going to sort of solve all of our issues. So individual users, in the same way that we instruct them how to protect themselves from scams online, from people trying to extract money from them, from, you know, Nigerian princes to all of these other sort of known scams online, sort of cybersecurity principles. We need to drill that into people.
Schaefer and others say the U.S. government can pass laws to reduce online disinformation. The European Union has enacted stiff penalties for social media companies that do not remove such posts, but that was years in the making. Critics of such legislation have cited U.S. freedom of speech rights, but Schaefer says members of Congress also are unlikely to push back against U.S. companies. He says company executives argue that if Congress regulates them, all it will do is improve the business standing of Chinese tech companies. Avril Haines, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, told senators at a briefing last month on election risks that Russia remains the most active foreign threat to our elections. Russian officials have denied allegations that Moscow seeks to interfere in U.S. elections. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.